Welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson, and that is me, and of course, co-hosted by the lovely Lisa Forestell. How are you tonight, Lisa?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Well, I mean, you know, I always look forward to our recording sessions, so it's pretty awesome. I'm really like digging the vibe with your hair tonight, like your hair colors with the grayish and the salt and pepper you got going on, the Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, that's all natural. So
yeah, but I mean, all natural or not, but it's still really cool that you've got like this like half stream two-face thing going on.
I used to have the coin, Two Faces coin.
Oh my god. If I could talk about all the collectible things I have from comics.
We'll be here till tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I have Aquaman's trident. I have Captain America's shield. I have one of Iron Man's helmets. I really want Mjolnir, Thor's hammer, but yeah. They had one at the GameStop here before they closed this GameStop. And I think like a couple weeks before they announced they were closing, they had already sold it. It was $100, and I was like, oh. And I was gonna buy
that's
it.
What Amazon.com is for?
Well, yeah, but like I kind of took it as a sign that I didn't need it at the time. So,
oh, that's fair.
I feel that once I'm usually these things end up finding me, I don't find them.
That's fair. That's like all my Nightmare Before Christmas things. I mean, I'd say 95% of them I have not purchased for myself.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I like. It really kind of shows the type of people who actually pay attention to the person I am. Like, people know that I love superheroes. And it goes beyond a comic book love of superheroes. And yes, of course, I loved them from the get-go, because when I was a kid, did I read X-Men comics? I specifically remember X-Men comics being some of the first ones I read. I always had Superman comics, so I didn't actually count that because, like, it's like I kind of felt like I was born just knowing who Superman was because I don't remember a time of not knowing who Superman was.
Maybe you were Superman in a previous life.
It's a good possibility, and, you know, I'd fight anyone who tells me I'm wrong. But, I mean, all I'm saying is that you've never seen me and Superman in the same place at the same time.
I know.
Wait.
Moving on.
So I like superhero stuff, and it's just always been something that I do, especially Avengers. Marvel Cinematic Universe is like my go-to for everything, and it's kind of I've kind of been thinking about it a lot lately and thinking about how I have been so depressed, and sometimes the things that I hold on to are the thing other people would might judge me on, so I never say it. And it's essentially some of the things that keep me going just every day is knowing that there's another Marvel movie coming out.
Yeah.
You know, like knowing that there's another Marvel entity of some sort that keeps me going. Sometimes it's as simple as that when I'm at those low points of like suicidal ideation moments, like I never get to the point of I'm actually going to make a plan to commit suicide. I'm just at points where it's like, if I'm like, you know, if the world didn't, or something like that. The world doesn't actually need me when I'm sometimes at those low points of those points where I'm like, I could just go away and no one would care. You know, I know I get there. I do.
I know I do too. I understand it.
It's funny because I a lot of times I can't get myself back to remembering that there are people that care about me. The balanced version of me that is here most of the time does know that, but there are some times at night where I can just get to that dark point and just like get myself to be like, it wouldn't matter if I was gone, no one would miss me. But it's funny, I get to that point where, like, But I gotta see what happens at the end of WandaVision. So I hold on. And then by the time it's getting to the end of WandaVision, I'm balanced out again. So you see what I mean?
I do. It's, and it's the things that we love that do keep us going.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something to hold on to keep going, that's all that matters.
Exactly. That's what I say.
I'm almost done with True Blood and I'm panicking because
Nice.
I don't know what I'm going to watch next. I mean, okay, I've got a list. That was a rhetorical statement.
I would say Game of Thrones.
I've already watched it and read the books.
Okay.
Well, I read the books, then I watched it. I'm pretty much, I have to just start reading the Outlander book again. Like, I took a break because the last book was like 1400 pages.
Have you watched The 100 yet?
No.
Check that out.
Okay.
What
All
were you
right.
gonna say though? Before I
Oh,
rudely.
that I took a break, a small break from the Outlander because the last book was like 1400 pages. So I just needed to breathe. Yeah.
So many pages for a book, but I feel like just the first chapter of my life story would be that. So I mean,
Right.
but
It's
that's because I'd be very dramatic in the first couple chapters.
That's it, just the first couple chapters.
Yeah, well, the first couple of chapters is like 75% of the book.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. So, yeah.
So,
I just love your cup. I hate it. I love it. I don't know what to
oh,
say. Because the
Walmart.
colors. Oh.
Walmart. Yeah, go to Walmart.
Evil Empire Walmart.
I know. My mom got these for me. They were a gift. They're like, you get a couple of four set of them for like $6.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and I
Does
load
it
them.
come with the straws?
Yeah, they come with four lids, cups, and straws.
That's cool. The straws in this house tend to get chewed up. It's a tactile, like, chew on things, like pen caps, etc.
Yeah, I get it. I can't chew on things like that anymore. So I without
Well,
me.
you
So
know
I can't relate
what I mean,
anymore.
though. You know what I mean? It's like an anxiety thing.
Yeah, no, I yep, 100% no judgment on it. I just like
Well, yeah, I don't do it. The kids do it. If I'm
mean,
anxious, oh my gosh, I had the funniest, speaking of anxiety, I had the funniest conversation with a girlfriend of mine today about anxiety. Because, with that anxiety is that adrenaline, and then you like sweat through your clothes and you're just like, ah. And I told her, I said, anxiety just reminds you that you're alive. You
Right?
have an anxiety attack and you're like, oh my God, I'm so alive right
I have never lived so hard in my entire life until this
Exactly.
moment. Those panic attacks, I mean, they keep you young.
Yeah. Like, I can't have, I've never been so alive in my life. How does
Yeah.
it make it stop? I just want to go back to being a little bit alive, not this alive.
There's this one TikToker that I watch. He just every now and then just comes on and he'll just randomly say something, and it's usually pertaining to mental health. And he's like, do you have anxiety? And sometimes you just forget you have anxiety and you're just living a normal life. Then all of a sudden your anxiety is like, hey, wait a minute, I'm still here, bitch. This is
Yes.
like a panic attack at this moment.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had that where all of a sudden you're like, literally, you feel like you're on like the line. And then all of a sudden it's like and just for like a few moments, all of a sudden it's like, tweak out, man. Like I get it. Like people think we're crazy for a reason. And I'm not arguing to why that shouldn't, why people are bad to think that. Because we're ingrained to see those behaviors as abnormal and we don't know what to do. We don't know how to process that abnormality.
It happens to me and I don't know how to process it.
Yeah.
Like, I can help someone else through it, but when it happens to me and I'm like,
I'm just freaking out like I'm in bitch mode.
right? Like, I just, it's like, like I
Yeah.
ran a marathon and all I did was get out of bed.
And I think a lot of times people say that when I'm at some of my worst, I can be one of the bitchiest people.
Like, see that.
that's why I get so apologetic, because when I'm off the rocker, when I'm off my rocker completely, I am not a great person. And that's why
Same.
sometimes it's hard for me to accept those validations from people that say I am. Because I'm like, sometimes I only remember my darkest qualities.
Same.
So when people validate me for the, like, I put that Facebook post the other day about how somebody sent me a message about talking about, like, thanking me for sharing my mental health, my daily journey with my mental health. And I guess I never really thought I was doing anything anyone else was doing anymore. Like, so many people are talking about mental health now. And I just feel like I'm just on that bandwagon, which is a good bandwagon to be on. But
Yeah.
I never really thought I was do outside of the normal, except that I guess in certain circles, I still have a bunch of people on social media that are seeing my story that are still not hearing people talk about it as much.
Right. And it's, you never know what part of which story is going to affect who in what way. That's a very vague, very, very vague sentence, but.
Yeah, but that made so much sense in how vague it sounded. That
Right.
made so much sense because it's true. There's so many different ways that I tell my stories. And for, to some people, I might sound like I'm just seeking attention. And to other people, they might see it actually as I'm hoping to for them to perceive it. And I feel that the people who are perceiving it with what my intent is are the people who it's meant for.
Absolutely.
Are the people who need to hear it. So when the people that come at me and telling me that they think I am just out for attention and stuff like that, my message isn't for them. And
Right.
somebody else needs to get to them. Like, we're frequency. It's like a
Yes.
frequency almost, like, you know?
Well, no, it's most certainly a frequency. And when you resonate on a higher frequency than those other people, then it's not, you're not going to connect like you would if you're on the same frequency, you know? And some of the people you reach, I'm sure you're elevating to a different frequency.
Well, it's just like that's why what's the big term that the kids are using now? They're instead, like, we used to say, hey, we're gonna go hang out, we're gonna go chill, we're just chilling, man. Now it's vibing, we're just gonna go vibe, like, we're vibing. And I really like that term, actually. I think it's kind of cool because it's actually very literal in that same sense, is the frequency. We're vibrating, we're gonna try and vibrate at that same frequency with each other. It's like we're gonna
Yeah,
vibe.
I suppose so. I don't know. I have mixed emotions on all this fancy new terminology and slang. Like, no cap.
Don't be that person. Don't be.
I just have a hard time understanding so much of it.
I know, but people used to not understand us.
I know,
And
and I look at it that way too. And
so I try to make
imagine
sure
what
that
our parents thought of ours and their parents thought of theirs.
I don't want to be that person that's like young and hip and trying to keep up with the lingo as of the youngins, but I do want to be able to respect how they say it. So at least I may not use the terms in my daily life, but when a kid is able to use that slang to me, I want to be able to not look like I don't understand or to look like
Oh,
I
well,
understand.
that's fair. That's fair.
Like,
I think
I
a
want
lot of
to un
it's really
like how when we used to take like Spanish and German, you just want to be able to understand the language. Like, my thing is that I took maybe a few weeks of like intro to Russian, which in itself is tricky to do in a matter of weeks because it's a whole new alphabet too.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I did it. It was during a summer that program I was in, and when I was in high school, and a lot of us did it because it was cool. Russian, like, it's not offered at our schools, so let's try it, you know?
And
So,
it's such an uncommonly
yeah. So
sought out language for like teenagers. At least that's my impression.
yeah, and so we got to learn a few. Mostly, we got to learn just how to kind of do greetings because, like I said, there wasn't a lot of time in just a matter of weeks to be able to really get
Right.
into the deep when you're working learning a new alphabet as well. But when you learn that, you're kind of learning how to communicate with people and or at least to be able to understand the language. And so like with Russian, I can't speak it, but for some reason when I hear it or I read it, like I somehow understand it. Like there's enough of that residual information of the Russian language that I understand the alphabet still, but I still can't speak it. But
I'm
like
that's incredible.
it always sounds weird when I tell people that kind of stuff because people are like, Aaron, you remember the weirdest stuff. Like my mom talks about how sometimes I'll share memories that are some of the weirdest details to memories.
Oh, Houston does that. I don't like a lot of it. I mean, you have memories of us that I don't. I don't remember it until you say something, and then I'm like, oh my God, yes.
I have like what I like to call a time capsule memory.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I just like people have a photographic memory. I have, and people can remember like actual like what they've read. I remember experiences to a vivid point. Like I can actually remember smells like during a time where like where we were hanging out at something like in Builders. I could remember stale beer smells a lot of
Oh,
times.
yes.
But
Yes.
I'm not saying that that's not common at other bars, but like this was specific, like mixed with
It's a different.
popcorn and
Yes. Oh my God.
yeah, and like I always remember it as like it's where I drank a lot of kamikaze shots.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't know how that always happened, but Drew would get me onto the commies and
Well, that's like for me, like the powerhouse in Proctor. The smell of Jägermeister and Red Bull puts me right at the powerhouse with Rara, singing karaoke with her and her dad and all of us. And yeah, I know I get that. Smells are the one of the most power like smell is one of the most powerful olfactory sensors, or
yeah.
you know.
No,
Recall.
another thing I've been very excited lately is I've been kind of talking about a new endeavor for getting back onto the stage. Because my improv team gets to kind of get going to performing again at Kakao. The brewery
Yay.
that we get to. Well, hopefully we're gonna start like, and I don't think we get to start immediately, but like basically, the venue owner has kind of talked to us about being able to like let's figure out how we'll do it. So, the leaders and I are working out on how we're going to, safely get back on stage with the social distancing because we are used to a lot of really close contact type of acting.
Yeah, well, that's typical of improv.
Yeah, so it's like it's really hard to figure out how to do this properly. So we're working out the details, but that's been fun. But I've also because things are getting so virtual, we are going to try and I'm going to try and develop a sort of late night talk show inspired talk show at the Rife. Now, this isn't official. This is just my own. I'm trying to come up with the pitch for it because they're interested in helping me develop something that we could do. And so, if I could do it, it could be very much like a talk show like that. And my improv group could be like the cast, like is on all that, and we can do fun like sketches in it. And have musical guests and things and do it virtual and it would be my our own
Ooh,
local.
is they like your local Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I
That's
love
kind of
it.
yeah, it's kind of the thing. It's like but of course it wouldn't be able to be a weekly thing. I would say maybe if we can get it organized well, I say quarterly first, like maybe every couple months I can develop a good show.
Right. Yeah, you
And
gotta
if I
get your
can
feet on the ground.
Yeah, and then if I can really devote a lot of time, we could probably see if it could be monthly for sure. But this is just an opportunity that I'm working out.
See,
That
that's
is,
another one of those things that like keeps you grounded. Or, you
yes.
know, when you go into that you know dark closet in your brain, it's that's just another one of those things that I feel like, I mean, that kind of thing would be something to hold on to be pull you out, like a lifeline to pull you out.
It's very much so. Like, so Yeah, and I'm glad you refer to that because I want to jump back to where I was talking about how Marvel movies tend to be one of the only things. I have to keep that as the that's kind of one of my last hurrah things. Once I'm at one of my lowest, like Marvel seems to be one of the things I hold on to the easiest.
Sure.
And yeah, like I'm not saying I don't have other things. Like this podcast and to keep me grounded and keeping me sane in that way. But sometimes I feel like some things will get away from me. But Marvel movies have seemed to be consistently keeping me on the leash of it. But I need to see,
It's
like
your
I
arm, they're your arm floaties. Marvel
yes.
is your arm
Thank
floaties.
you. Yes. A security blanket, if you will.
Yeah.
When I'm really depressed or down, I can put on any Marvel movie. Generally, it's got to be something that I'm really, really like locked onto, like, and I could fall asleep too watching. So, like, Captain Marvel is the one I watch now a lot because I
Sure.
just really love that one. Iron Man 3 was it for the longest time. For the
Yeah.
longest, I'm gonna say like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Iron Man 3 was my go-to if I needed a Marvel movie to watch and fall asleep to.
Well,
And
it's not Robert Downey Jr., you know.
I'm gonna say it's a lot of Robert Downey Jr., and that's not even a joke. But
I'm totally super serial.
yeah, I'm 100% super serious. Like but my biggest Marvel crush right now is Chris Pratt.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, but I've always found him adorable. But
Yeah.
like I just watched both Guardians of the Galaxy movies this weekend. And I mean, from if he whether he's ripped up like Star Lord on Guardians of the Galaxy or pudgy what's his name on Andy Dwyer on Parks and Rec,
Oh.
he is just like
He's one of those guys. He doesn't like exude, like he doesn't sell sex by any means.
No,
He's down, he's more realistic, like in my opinion.
but that's what gets you on, like,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, he is ripped up, like ripped,
Well, right.
but he is in a chubby way,
Right,
like
in the like a
he's still your
I
cuddly
don't want to
teddy
say
bear
a
friend.
normal person way, but in like a
But he's still your cuddly teddy bear type friend,
right,
like
like a more attainable fantasy.
yes. And I mean, because Chris Hemsworth is the one that you have steamy, wet dreams about.
Right, even when he's fat. Even with, all he has to do is talk.
But Chris Pratt is the one you want to go out and have fun with out on the town.
Yeah, go out drinking with, like, I
Go
totally,
sing karaoke, go,
yeah,
he but
cuddle.
I feel like he's also the one you'd worry is gonna get you in trouble by the end of the night too.
Yeah,
I
totally.
mean, oh.
I love it all.
There was so many times that I decided to just like flee the fun zone with anyone when it looked like there could have been anything that would have been bad that happened. If I like had any bad feeling, I was like, nope, putting the brakes on this one. There were a few times that I found myself in some sketchy situations.
Yeah, I've been lived in the land of sketch for quite a while, so I
Shut up,
totally get
you.
it. Never.
What?
I was never sketchy.
I mean, it's not like you're a felon.
I fell on what? Did I fall on? Yes, I am the town criminal, I guess, for the podcast. As far as this podcast town community goes, I am the criminal with my school teacher face.
Yeah. It's funny how people we have these expectations of what we're supposed to be seen in society as, and it's not supposed to be blemished. Like,
Right.
and It's like, why do I have to follow what somebody else tells me I'm supposed to look like, what I'm supposed to do? I mean, I spent so many years worried about what other people saw me as. When, just like we've talked about, it's none of my business what you think of me or what people think of me is none of my business, the way, you know? And I think about that a lot. And because for too long, and I'm not even lying, that there are still days now that I still find myself caring about what other people think
Me too.
about, you know,
It's,
and it's hard
think
to
some of
remind.
it's healthy. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I
Oh,
think some of that's healthy.
sure.
You know,
I
just
mean,
because it's human nature.
yeah, I mean, because there is a level to, like, I think I've talked when you're almost lying to yourself if you ever say that you don't care what others think about you.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's full face lie.
It's, I wish I could say that it wasn't, though, because I really want to not care. Like, that's how I want to phrase it. I want to not care what people think of me. And there's a
Right.
lot of people that really, it doesn't bug me. Like, I've lost a few friends on social media because of them not liking the persona I became. And though I really did think I valued them as a person and a friend in my life, some of them I was just like, I'm not losing any sleep over.
All
There is
right.
but there is a certain degree of certain people in your life that you do care about what they think of you. You know
I
what I
do
mean?
100%.
Yeah.
Hundred
That's
percent.
and that's where I'm going with it in this in the at the grander scale is you don't have to care about what everyone thinks of you, but make sure that you do admit that you care about what some people think of you, because if you don't care what others think of you, that's a pretty dangerous outlook on life.
It's, yeah, it's reckless.
Yeah,
It's
that's a better way.
basically,
I'd say reckless, not dangerous, but
yeah.
because
It gives you, that's like sociopathic,
it's
honestly.
borderline. I would
Yeah.
say borderline. If I was to say in my humble opinion, I would say
Right, in my
borderline.
non-medically educated opinion.
Yeah. Because it's not that wrong, to that same level, because it's a little bit when you stop caring about what other people think, you start to not care about other people.
Right, or what you do to them, or you know, if you don't care what they think about you, why would you even think to care about them back? You know, like
Yes.
it's a slippery slope, in my opinion.
Like, one thing I hate the most is I care too much about what people think of me that sometimes I can be bullied or blackmailed with it
Yeah,
in a way.
manipulated.
Manipulated, yeah. You know, like, a lot of people have come at me because of me being so brutally honest about what I believe with Black Lives Matter
Sure.
and everything. And when I can get really aggressive, there are people that think that I am, yeah, they believe that I am a fake, that I'm fake at who I'm pretending to be, apparently. Like, apparently, I'm going to pretend to be this.
Don't say it like that.
Well, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're
If
right.
I could pick anything to pretend to be, do you think it would be all this?
Well, I'm just saying is that pretending to be a crazy person is not really my ideal of something that I'm expecting to go over well.
Right, that being, yeah, being an over the top nutso is not my go-to either. Like
So when I'm talking about how dramatic I am, it's because of the fact that I am a drama queen. It is a fact that I'm a drama queen.
right.
And the reason is because I was born out of chaos. You know, I was
Yeah.
born into chaos. And so therefore my entire life and brain is functions at a chaotic level that
You're comfortable in chaos.
yes, if it's not chaotic enough, like I sit and stir into what potentially could cause it to become so chaotic. And then I get anxious. And then, yeah.
And
So,
then you're really alive.
yeah. So
Sorry, I pull a joke to dance.
to be fake about that. But I think where they go with when they try to say I'm fake is the fact that they think like my whole point is to be a message of love and butterflies. Like, no, that's my goal. My goal is to try and be positive by talking about, those compassionate, empathetic things. But I'm also realistic to the fact that there are going to be times where I might have an opinion and I will share that opinion and it might make me look like a terrible human being to someone else,
Right. So basically, people that don't understand you think that there's no possible way that someone could be this positive about so many things with such horrible things going on.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation of it, which is kind of funny because one of my very best friends in the world, Samantha, when her and I first met, she hated me. She hated me. I made her super uncomfortable. And it's because I was happy all the time. And she's like, there's no way on earth that someone could be happy like this all the time. And it was early on in my use, my drug use, and but I was just happy. It hadn't gotten ugly yet, you know? And my positivity affected her in a negative way until she got to know me.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of different from yours, but on the same
No,
spectrum.
but I get it. When I think like that was when you wanted to talk about toxic positivity, like in that sense,
Yeah.
like people, yeah, they can look at us like if we're too over the top about it, it's like then it's like, what are we really trying to do? And sometimes I can get overly positive because at that point I'm trying to block out negative.
Right. Like if I say it and I say it and I say it and I say it, I'll believe it.
Yes.
You know, it's just like manifesting.
Exactly.
It's manifesting positivity.
Or at least attempting to.
Well, right. It's the effort that counts.
It is the effort that counts.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. Just I'm trying to be a better human every day, but I also am very honest to the fact that there are going to be days where I'm not so.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I might sometimes say things that might hurt someone's feelings. It's not my
Right.
intent, but occasionally I don't control my emotions as much as people think that I'm apparently supposed to have this strong emotional control every day because I'm apparently above it all.
That's one of my biggest assets and downfalls is that I am 110% an emotional thinker.
Yes.
And it sucks.
It
Especially when you're
really
with
is.
someone who's a very logical thinker. They
Yes.
don't jive a lot of the times.
I vibe very well. I use the word.
I heard it. Good
I
job.
do, but I do get on the same frequency with other emotional thinkers too, because they tend to be able to see it from my perspective sometimes.
And we always like to have people see our perspective because then we're validated.
When I
We're
talk to
justified.
a robot, like I can tell, I can honestly tell when I'm talking to an emotional thinker or when I'm talking to a logical thinker. I really can. I mean, I guess you probably anyone would, but it's just you just get a different type of energy from them when you're trying to talk about like a feeling about something.
Yeah, and they're like, what do you mean?
I mean,
Black is black and white is white, and red is red and green is green. Like,
I run on pure
no.
instinct sometimes,
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
Isn't it fun being fully emotionally colorful in our thinking instead of just like, ugh, this is black and this is red? You know?
Yeah.
That was a sarcastic question because sometimes I really hate it.
But you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to not care too much about what others think of me. But I don't want to be the liar that says that I've got it all under control.
Oh no. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
Oh, there's some
I can be.
Minnesota for you. Oh no, yeah, no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, I don't even pretend like I have it. Like, I don't even have my toe dipped into the I've got it together pool right now. I'm swimming in the deep end of the WTF section. And I only have one arm floaty. So I'm going in
Them
circles.
damn arm floaties.
Know, they save lives.
So yeah, anything else going crazy around your life?
Not really.
Yeah. I guess it's just
I'm
another.
pretty socially awkward these days, more than normal, but other than that.
I'm just getting ready for spring to actually hit. Because I
Yes.
mean, we're like today. Okay, so this podcast is going to be released tomorrow, which will be today, which will be March 1st. So, essentially, whatever, usually March can be go either way for us here in the Northland.
Yes.
We can have it pretty calm and like maybe a little bit of a snow, or we can get a huge snowstorm, right, to kick us in the butt right at the end, a big grand finale snowstorm.
I don't know why you insist on cursing at me.
You're welcome.
I turn 29 in 10 days.
Oh my God, that's right. Your birthday is coming
Yeah.
up. 29.
It's, I mean, no, it's.
28.
Yeah.
Let's at least give a decade.
Right, at least do it an even number for
Yeah.
the math. T minus 10 days, I'll have lasted one more year.
Yes. But you're that much closer to your expiration date.
Ew.
I know, right? Like, that's how I feel sometimes about it.
I know. Yeah.
But yeah,
Other
anyway,
than that, no,
yeah,
nothing's going on.
I think, yeah, spring, gotta get here. Gotta get here soon.
The
And then,
days are getting longer, which has been a huge help with my mood.
yes, it's been nice to be able to look out at 5 p.m. and see the sun still
Sunset,
shining.
yeah.
It being sunset is actually, I'm like, because that is the spring I'm talking about, because I love to go on an evening walk where the sunset is happening, around 6, 6:30. So yeah. So
Oh.
that's why I just need it to get a little bit warmer so I can and a little less snowy and wet all over the sidewalk so I can
Little bit,
take
little less mucky.
yeah. So then I can take a nice walk and I get back out there.
Sounds good to me.
But yeah, I think until then, we shall say good night to the listeners.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We shall miss you terribly until the next time we come back.
Yes.
Enjoy. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
I'll do the same. Bye-bye.